This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Grocery chain Kroger reports earnings later this morning. Like a lot of supermarkets, it saw big growth during the pandemic, but that growth is going to be hard to match now that people are spending less time at home. In August, Kroger said it's going to try something new, working with ghost kitchens. These are restaurants that only do delivery and takeout. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Ghost kitchens like the Kitchen United in Pasadena, California, have become a pandemic success story. You order online or from a bank of kiosks in an otherwise empty storefront.
Okay, I can choose between 24.
There are 24 different restaurant menus.
Fried chicken, barbecue, tacos, salads.
All cooked by one staff in one kitchen in the back. Soon, Kroger will bring this model into its stores.
It actually helps grocery stores and delivery restaurants solve a problem for the other.
Joel Rampolt is a retail consultant with Alex Partners.
Grocery stores tend to be in great locations. They're near where the customers are. But most grocery stores are actually too big, whereas restaurants have the opposite problem.
Rampolt says the combination could attract consumers looking for convenience who may have pulled back a bit on costly deliveries. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.